Now, you've also prepared a study of drug users among the admittees to the New York penal institutions. Am I correct?
Yes, we have.
Now, you had some difficulty in preparing that. Would you state what the difficulties are?
Well, the difficulty with the information we've gathered is that the institutions ascertain this information only through an oral examination. They simply ask the inmate, are you an addict? Have you been an addict? The inmate responds yes, he becomes a statistic. If he doesn't respond, there's no medical examination to determine otherwise.
So, the result is that these figures on drug users would probably be conservative figures, am I correct?
Exactly. In 1966, 27.8% of the population, new commitments were drug users, and in 1970, that population is, again, qualified, 37.7% of the new commitments.
Now, have you also prepared a study of the types of offenses for which inmates have been admitted to New York adult penal institutions over this five-year period?
Yes, we have.
And would you put that chart on next? And Mr. Addison, would you give a description to the public of our findings based on the study of these statistics?
In 1966, 33.7% of the new commitments to the correctional institutions for adult males committed or were convicted of violent crimes. In 1970, that figure increased to 52.3%, for a 19% increase. We have categorized violent crimes as follows. Homicide, robbery, burglary, felonious assault, and rape.
Now, what was the increase of these in these violent crimes? Which category increased the most?
Robbery. It's been slightly more than a 14% increase in the number of robberies from 1966 to 1970.
And you say number of robberies, what we're talking about again is the number of inmates who've been admitted for robbery during that period. And that's gone up 14%?
Exactly.
And what about murder convictions leading to commitments? That's been about 5%, I believe?
Yes, it has been.
Now, does this statistic on commitments have any relationship to the statistics you've previously been discussing about increase in drug use and increase in educational level?
I'd like to preface my answer by saying first that one of the factors which our statistics cannot reflect is the level of plea bargaining within the court system. And therefore, while we have statistics which demonstrate that the level of armed robberies increased by 14% and the level of murder has increased by 5%, we don't know to what extent the plea bargaining would mitigate these statistics. As for your question, preliminary studies have demonstrated to us that a large number of these offenses, the violent crimes, are drug-related. You have a large number of inmates who have been convicted for robbery in pursuit of purse for a drug habit.
And have you also made a study of the county of commitment of the inmates entering the prison system over these last 5 years, and what the changes have been in where the inmates have been coming from?
Yes, we have. What we've attempted to do is to look at New York State in terms of its counties and then to look at the urban areas. And we've decided that the urban areas in New York are New York City, of course, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse. Between 1966 and 1970, 73% of the new commitments were from urban areas.
What part of that was from New York City?
61% of the new commitments during the last 5 years were from New York City.
And was the trend upward in terms of commitments from urban areas?
Yes, there has been.
So that if we were to summarize these statistics, which were prepared under your supervision, it would appear that over the last 5 years, there has been an increase in the number of persons being admitted to the adult prisons from the ghettos.
That's correct.
There has been a decrease in the age of offenders being admitted to these institutions.
That is correct.
There has been an increase in the educational level, although most admittees still do not have a high school diploma.
That's true.
There's been an increase in drug use among the admittees.
Yes, there has been.
There's been an increase in the commitments representing violent crimes.
Yes.
And there has been an increase in the percentage of inmates from urban areas who have been admitted.
Yes.
Now, have you prepared comparative statistics for Attica and the population, the inmate population of Attica as of September 9, 1971?
Yes, we have.
Now, can you state what should be obvious as to why the Commission chose September 9 for the purpose of making this study of the Attica inmate population?
Well, September 9 was the day of the beginning of the, quote, rebellion. In addition, after September 13th, a number of inmates were transferred to other maximum security institutions throughout New York. Approximately 400 of those men went to Greenhaven, located 50 miles from New York. Approximately 300 were transferred to Comstock, and approximately 250 transferred to Clinton.
Now, would you begin your discussion with the racial breakdown at Attica on September 9, 1971?
On September 9, 1971, 36.6% of the inmate population at Attica was black. Was white.
Now that's the first,
that's the first bar
that's shown there.
54.2% of the population was black.
That's the second bar.
And 8.7% of the population was Puerto Rican.
So the total black and Puerto Rican inmate population at Attica on September 9 was approximately
68%.
No, 63%.
Approximately 63% of the population.
Now, have you also prepared a study of the average ages of inmates at Attica on September 9?
Yes, we have.
Would you put that chart on? Now, just describe, Mr. Addison, what the four bars or four lines that appear on that graph are before you give the figures. There are five. The top line is what?
Men under 30.
The second line from the top?
Men between the ages of 30 and 39. The third line represents the number of men between the ages of 40 and 49. The fourth line, men between the ages of 50 and 59. And finally, men between men 60 and over.
And what does the chart show?
On September 9, approximately 39% of the inmate population at Attica was under 30.
That was the largest grouping?
Yes. 33% of the inmate population was between the ages of 30 and 39. Approximately 17% were between the ages of 40 and 49. Approximately 7% between the ages of 50 and 59, and 2% over 60.
Now, have you also made profile of the level of education of the Attica inmates on September 9?
Yes, we have.
This really bears out. Before you get to that, Mr. Addison, how did the percentage of black and Puerto Rican inmates at Attica on September 9 compare with the percentage of black and Puerto Rican inmates in all adult institutions as of that date? Was it greater or lesser?
Attica reflects the trend throughout the state institutions. There is a greater percentage of men under the age of 30 coming into the system.
And what about black and Puerto Rican inmates? Did Attica have a greater percentage or lesser percentage or roughly the same?
Attica does not reflect the higher percentage at Greenhaven or Comstock because Attica admits a lot of white inmates from the northern areas of New York State.
So that the percentage at Attica of black and Puerto Rican inmates is slightly lower than it is for the system as a whole.
That's correct.
Now, can we put on the chart of level of education? You said that, I believe that Attica reflects the trend in level of education which you previously described.
Yes,
correct?
I have.
And what percentage of the inmates at Attica had gone beyond eighth grade?
Approximately 63% of the inmates at Attica have gone beyond grade school. Approximately 15% were high school graduates, and 4% went beyond high school.
Now, have you made a profile of drug use among the inmates at Attica on September 9? I'm referring, of course, to people who weren't drug users at the time that they were admitted.
Yes, we have.
And what does that show, Mr. Addison?
Well, this chart shows that 28% of the total population at Attica, meaning 28% of 2,243 men, were drug users. And again, this figure is ascertained when the inmate comes to Attica. He's simply asked, are you a drug user? So again, we believe it is low.
That would be approximately 700 inmates who were drug users according to their own admission at the time.
Exactly.
They were admitted to Attica. Now, have you made a study, Mr. Addison, of the breakdown of drug use among the black, white, and Puerto Rican inmates at Attica?
We have made a breakdown, or we've made a study of the drug use amongst black inmates and Puerto Rican inmates.
And would you describe your finding? What percentage of the total Puerto Rican inmates at Attica on September 9 admitted at the time of their admission to the institution that they were drug users?
Approximately 45% of the total Puerto Rican population at Attica admitted to their drug use, and approximately 34% of the black population at Attica admitted to drug use.
Now, you said that the total figure for the population was 28%. 28% of the persons there had admitted to drug use, and as I understand it, 45% of all of the Puerto Ricans at Attica admitted to drug use, and 34% of all of the black inmates at Attica admitted to drug use.
That's correct.
Now, did you make a study of the dates of admission to Attica of the persons who were there on September 9 to determine how long the inmates at Attica had been at that institution?
Yes, we did.
Now, could you put on that chart? Now, I think I misspoke, Mr. Addison, that this shows the date that the inmates were admitted to prison on the term that they were serving, and if they had been sent first to another prison and then transferred to Attica, this would appear as the date of admission on this chart which you've prepared. Am I correct?
Yes, it does.
Now, would you describe the findings on this subject?
Of the 2,243 inmates at Attica on September 9th, 17.8% entered the prison before 1966. 19.1% entered between 1966 and 1968. 63.1% entered between 1969 and 1971.
So they had been there in the system for only a short duration on that particular sentence that they were serving.
Well, the point illustrated by our chart is that approximately 82% entered the system after 1965.
And this is consistent with this trend that you've previously described of rather rapid turnover in the prison institutions.
That's correct.
Though there is a, you've described a very high degree of recidivism, people getting out of the prison and then coming back on another sentence. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Now, have you made a study of the crimes for which the Attica inmates of September 9, 1971 were committed to prison?
Yes, we have. Again, we've classified crimes in terms of violent crimes and nonviolent crimes.
Mr. Addison, I think it may be difficult because this chart has so much on it for people to read it. Do you have the statistics so that you can read them off?
Yes, I do.
Would you do that, and do your statistics follow from top to bottom on the chart?
Yes, they do.
Now, it's in focus now, I see. It's homicide was the number of inmates in Attica who had been committed there for homicide was what percent?
23.2%.
And for robbery?
23.7%.
The next line shows assault.
7.2%.
The next line shows
rape and other offenses.
And other sex offenses.
Yes, 7.9%.
And the next line?
Dangerous weapons, 2.6%.
And after that?
Burglary, 13.7%.
Dangerous drugs?
8.7%.
Larceny?
6.1%. Other felonies, 5.9%.
And there were even some people in there for what the prison system statistics listed as misdemeanors, am I correct?
That's correct.
And what figure do you show there?
1.8%. And youthful offenders, 1.2%.
Now, have you made a study, or made it, could you tell us what percentage of the inmates at Attica were there for what would be classified as violent crimes, crimes of violence?
62.6% of the inmate population were there for violent crimes.
And you've previously given a description of what you categorized as violent crimes, am I correct?
Yes, I have.
And that includes armed robbery, sex offenses, murder and homicide, possession.
Assault, dangerous drugs.
It doesn't include drugs, am I correct?
No, excuse, dangerous weapons.
Dangerous weapons.
Yes.
Now, that figure of 62% at Attica for these crimes, which are classified as violent crimes, compares with 52% in the system as a whole. Am I correct?
That's correct. So Attica had a higher percentage of homicide and violent crimes than the statewide figure.
Now, did you make a study of the county of commitment of the Attica population on September 9, 1971?
Yes, we did.
And this would be an indication of where people were from?
That's correct.
And what does that show?
43% of the inmates at Attica were from New York City and its five counties. 14.3% were from Erie County, which includes Buffalo. 13.1% were from Monroe County, which includes Rochester. And 6.1% were from Onondaga County, which includes Syracuse.
Mr. Addison, did you have occasion in your duties for this commission to take a bus from New York City to Attica?
Yes, I have, only because I missed a flight. And I would not otherwise be going there unless I were going to visit someone.
Would you describe the timetables and experience?
Well, if you miss a flight in New York City,
or
miles from Attica.
When would you arrive at Batavia, roughly, do you recall?
You would arrive at Batavia approximately 10:30 in the morning.
And then how would you go from Batavia to
Well, you would have to hire a cab to drive you to Attica for $10 to $15.
And when you returned after visiting, you'd have to hire a cab?
After visiting, you would have to hire a cab for $10 or $15 to go back to Batavia, and then to start your trek back to New York City.
And it would take the same time, obviously,
the same time.
After waiting for the bus.
That's correct.
Now, have you made a study of the percentage of persons in the Attica inmate population on September 9 who had prior convictions?
Yes, we have. 75.7% of the inmate population at Attica had prior convictions. And that includes 69.7% with prior institutional commitments, and 6% without commitment, prior convictions without commitment.
Now, does that conclude your analysis of the Attica inmate population as of September 9, 1971.
That's correct.
And I'm correct to sum it up that approximately 63% of the population was black or Puerto Rican?
That's correct.
That of the Puerto Rican population, approximately 45%, by their own admission, had been drug users as of the date of admission?
That's correct.
And approximately 34% of the black population were drug users. That's correct also?
Yes, it is.
And most of the inmates were from urban areas, including 43% from New York City?
That's true.
I think you said that 82% had been in for less than 5 years?
That's correct.
And the largest single grouping of inmates, percentage-wise, were inmates who were under the age of 30.
That's true.
And while most of these inmates did not have high school diplomas, approximately 63% had entered high school, am I correct?
That's correct.
And approximately two-thirds of all of the inmates at Attica on September 9 had been through the system once before and were recidivists, am I correct?
That's true.
And approximately 62% were committed for crimes of violence.
That's correct.
Now, has the commission, Mr. Addison, also made an analysis of statistics relating to correction officers at Attica?
Yes, we have.
Now, in the article that I read at the beginning of the hearings, the word guard appeared several times, the guards at prisons. Would you state for the record the terminology that's now in use at Attica 40 years after it was constructed?
Depends on who's saying it. If officers call each other officers, inmates refer to officers as hacks and probably a number of other things.
But the official designation of a guard is now a correction officer,
am I correct?
And the official designation of the Attica prison or Attica penitentiary is now the Attica correctional facility?
That's correct.
And the warden is now called the superintendent?
That's true.
And his chief assistant, what was he called before?
He's called the principal keeper.
And what's his new title?
A deputy superintendent.
And what does everybody in the prison call him?
They call him the PK.
Principal keeper.
Principal keeper.
Okay. I think it's useful to have those titles out because they're going to be used over and over in these hearings. Now, what has the commission survey of the correction officers at Attica shown, Mr. Addison?
Well, we've looked at the correction officers at Attica. We looked at the numbers, the age, race, origin, and length of service. We've also looked at the manpower levels and the functions. As of September 9, or on or before September 9.
In that immediate period, around September 9?
Yes. There were 380 staff officers at Attica and 18 supervisors, which included deputy superintendents, captains, lieutenants, and sergeants, for a total of 398 men.
By way of contrast, do you recall what the figure was of inmates at Attica during that period?
There were 2,243 inmates at Attica during that period.
Now, what about the racial breakdown of the 398 correction officers and supervisors at Attica?
Of the 398 correction officers at Attica on September 9, 397 were white, and there was one Puerto Rican.
And black?
There were no black officers at Attica on September 9.
Now, what about ages of correction officers at Attica?
41% of the officers were over 40.
What about the place of origin of correction officers?
In terms 13% of the officers at Attica were from urban areas, 1% from New York, 10% from Buffalo, and 1.5% from Rochester. 80% of the officers at Attica were from other New York State areas, and 7% were from other parts of the United States, Puerto Rico, or foreign countries.
And the percentage from urban areas, you said, was roughly 13%.
That's correct.
Urban being considered major cities such as the same classification that you've used for inmates.
Yes,
New York, Buffalo, Rochester.
Rochester, Syracuse.
Now, what about length of service in Attica?
Percent of the officers at Attica began serving there before 1960. And approximately 62% of the officers arrived at Attica after 1960, and 17% arrived between 1970 and 1971.
Now, Mr. Addison, have you broken down the statistics on correction officers at Attica further according to function, as that function is shown on the various operating statements at Attica?
The average number of officers per day at Attica was 227 men.
The rest of the officers would be on their day offs, so that there'd be 227 who would work the three shifts at Attica?
That's correct. There were never more than 155 officers on duty at one time. 155 officers were on duty during the peak inmate mobility period, which is between 10 and 3 p.m. Now, we have a chart which reflects this.
This is a bar graph, and would you point out, you said that at the peak
at the peak period at the institution, which is between the hours of 10 and 3 p.m., there are 155 officers on duty of 227 men.
And how do you define peak?
Peak is defined as the period of highest inmate mobility.
When they're out of their
cells.
When they're
out of the cells.
Now, you've then prepared the breakdown in terms of the functions that were performed by correction officers during that period.
Yes, we have.
And what does that show?
Well, this chart shows that 2.5% of the officers at Attica were assigned to administrative duties. This would include office work, identification officers, a head clerk, a deputy superintendent, and a steward. 15.3% of the officers were assigned to security posts at towers or gun posts on the wall. Only 3.4% of the officers were assigned to institutional services, which includes the arsenal, construction, work, fire and safety areas, and the shop patrol. 7.7% of the officers were assigned to inmate services.
What did that include?
That includes the correspondence room, the hospital, mm-hmm. the law library, school, commissary, recreation, and Roswell Park.
There. On the TV screen, I see it has the figure of 71%. What does that reflect?
71% of the officers at Attica are assigned to supervise inmates. These include officers at the gates and locked doors, those assigned to various cell blocks, and assigned to workshops and work gangs.
Now, Mr. Addison, I'm correct that you have prepared the same types of profiles of inmate population who are in DYARD as you did for the Attica population as a whole on September 9. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And that will be shown later in the hearings. I thank you.